4:30. We're gonna go ahead and start the finance committee meeting. Regular finance committee meeting. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show, all members are present.
Okay, perfect. This is the time in our meeting for public comment. If anybody is interested in commenting on something that is not on the agenda, this would be the time to do that. Is there anybody online or in the audience? Okay, and it looks like there's nobody in the audience. So we are gonna go ahead and close public comment. We're gonna move to the draft minutes to be approved. Looks like we need to approve regular finance for August 2nd and October 4th of 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
So it looks like it's been approved, both of them. And now we are moving on to presentations. Fiscal year 2023 financial report. I think that's you, Margaret.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I believe you have the presentation there in front of you on your packet, and so I'm happy to share with you fiscal year 2023 financial results. So I did provide a level of detail here, but I can keep it pretty high level and just let you know if you want to hear additional information.
Okay.
And then also to just a quick look at fiscal year 2024 and what we have planned moving forward after we finish the fiscal year for 2023. So with that, I'll go to the next slide. I just wanted to provide a high-level view of the fiscal results for 2023. Again, this is our preliminary. We are having the auditors here presently, so there could be some adjustments coming along the way as we navigate through the information that's being shared. And we'll go into a little bit more detail on these items on the following slide. So with that, I'll just ask us to go to the next page. So here you see the preliminary results again for the water. So this is Fund 20. So if I excuse me, I've changed the way, please know that Fund 20 is water. And you can see the different categories. We have it both by the actual numbers as well as the budget. So you can see sort of where we have done well and where we have fallen short. Overall, you can see we were just under the budget, total budget of $4.9 million at $4.8 million. The most notable change was our water charges were below budget. And again, we know that we were impacted by weather and our messaging. And so as a result of that, of course, we've seen lower water sales there. The one thing I will say to you is there has been some discussion about the income. In discussion with management, we have decided to allocate it across all funds based off of the balance that they had into the money market account that we had once we moved it over in the spring of 2023. So you can see a portion of it here being allocated to the water fund for their funds that they had available. And that sort of is my summary here, nice little numbers on the left, and then a pie chart on the right just to kind of see where the bigger dollars are and where we will tend to spend a little bit more time analyzing to make sure we understand sort of where the variances are.
So just really quick, Margaret, when you're talking about the interest income, that is the interest income that we're getting from our money market account, or for us putting our money into the 5% bank account. Is that correct?
California.
Right. So.
Okay. So it's.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and just to be clear, this year we did not move any funds into California class until the new fiscal year. So all the funds that you see here is from the money market fund.
Okay.
With Five Star. So yes, but that's it.
Thank you.
All right. So moving on to the next slide, we have the expense side of it, and you can see here we're. Total expense of about $4.8 million. This does exceed budget at $4.4 million. The most notable change there is just operationally, we were impacted by a higher facility maintenance on repairs that were necessary on the system. Certainly we can go into more detail with Dina's assistance on that. If you like, as well as you can see, utilities are a little bit higher. The cost coming in from PG&E were higher than what we anticipated. And I believe that the other ones are fairly in line to be well with what the budget was. And the categories are here, are at a more high-level perspective. We can keep it in a greater level of detail, but for the purposes of the board, I put it into what I believe to be the sort of more notable sections, if you will. So with that, we can now move on to the wastewater side. So similarly, here you see sort of a comparison of budget versus actual. Here you see we're slightly above budget at 6.5 million versus 6.4 million. And you can see that, again, most of it is where we had anticipated our budget to be. A little bit higher in the capacity fees, and we'll have a report on that coming up next. As well as, again, interest earnings that we did not necessarily budget for in fiscal year 22-23. But again, a portion of it has been allocated here to wastewater. We can now move on to the expense side for wastewater, and you see here again our expenses are slightly higher. I will note that as I was preparing my notes here, there was a cost that I double counted, and so we actually are in a slightly better position, if you will, than on our expenses. And so you'll see this number gets closer to budget at $5.7 million. But overall, you can see here that the overage that you see on the contract operations is actually a little bit closer to budget, a little higher than budget because we had a wastewater emergency repair that we had to do during the year. But other than that, there was a couple of costs that I included that I realized subsequently that it was actually July and I shouldn't have included it. So I did back that out. But that was after this report was made. Other than that, again, we were closely aligned to the budgets here and looking in pretty good shape overall. So we can now move on to Zone 8, which is the combined of water, with the landscape and the community center. On the revenue side, I combined it all together here. So again, you can see we did better than budget, over $1 million on revenues. And about 877,000 in anticipated budget. As well, we see some dollars coming in for our community center. We had higher numbers on our property tax. So again, we saw a better result here on Zone 8 revenues. We can now move on to the next slide, which is the community center expenses. Overall, you see here, again, we are below budget on expenses. Expenses were at $403,000 compared to $495,000. Again, we had some slightly higher costs in certain areas, but again, overall, we saw that we did quite well in managing this budget. Moving on to the next slide, which is our landscape portion of our Zone 8. Here again, we saw slightly higher expenses than the budget at $448,000 compared to $425,000. The biggest change that you see there is that we did have higher costs for facility maintenance. That's mainly the Conservation Corps coming in to provide some support to take care of our landscape. We saw that we had lower salary, and that's sort of the offset to ensure that we get our landscape up to speed there. But otherwise, you can see that we're the other budget areas are more closely aligned to budget. All right, we can move on now to Zone 9. Zone 9, we have a few accounts here again. Assessment income came in right around budget. We have a little bit of interest earnings, and the county reimbursement is for those special zones where there are costs that are incurred and we get reimbursed from the county there. Overall, again, you see there are $173,000 in revenues compared to a budget of $166,000. Then finally to Zone 9 expenses. Again, here you see that we're right around budget, slightly above that, if you will. And I apologize on administrative costs. I do have a typo. It should just say $26,700. I don't know how my 5 got in there, so just make a note of that. Overall, again, we're doing quite well here on Zone 9 as well. So moving on to the next slide, just thought I'd give you a quick little update on a few other areas. We did have a couple of capital projects that were happening. So I just wanted to give them an update of the, again, preliminary results. We had a project with an interview that was about $158,000 that in speaking with management, and we did note that that project is complete. We do have some ongoing costs or ongoing projects, and those are the associated costs there for the filter repair, a little bit to the marina project, and then well 8 is, I know, the new project that is just really getting kicked off, if you will. You'll notice there that we did have some expenditures there, but at that point, as of June 30th, we had no bond funds expended through June 30th. We are starting to start to see some of those costs come through in the new fiscal year. Moving on to the next slide is your wastewater project. And so the ongoing project is, we have some additional costs for the diffuser project. And then the denitrification project, which is the more significant one, we did use a fair amount of our bond funds associated with it. We had $15 million that we had drawn on for construction proceeds for that project. So in the fiscal year, we spent about $8.3 million, but a total of about $10 million overall. And then again, as you can see, that we've had some district funds. In the previous years, we've had more expenditures from the district funds, but a little bit from this year. And then finally, to our landscape projects, we have Clipper Drive going on. So we've had some expenditures towards Clipper Drive, both in the specifically to the parks and a little bit to the streetscapes. But overall, you can see there about $290,000 of expenditures towards that project. So with that, I can turn to the next slide, which is just our cash balances as of June 30th. We have about $30 million or so in funds, of which $9 million is restricted for bond use. So again, those are the denitrification project as well as the Well A project. The checking and funds, checking accounts, those are again for all funds for both, you know, water, wastewater, Zone 8, Zone 9. In our community center and our general fund. And then money market, we have about $18.2 million there earning interest for us. Great to see that during that fiscal year. The next slide I want to share with you is just to give you a quick overview, because again, wanted to make sure that you're aware we have our debt portfolio through 2023. And you'll see there, we have three different issuances. I know the town was busy last year with a new money issuance as well as a refunded bond. And so I just shared out the information with you here. About $35 million is still currently outstanding. You can see the rates that we have. So again, very good rates that you see there. And you can see the final maturities is a little bit off from us, but again, it gives you a nice little snapshot of our commitments out there for those bonds. And at the bottom of that page, you can see sort of the breakdown of the funds that are available, both in the water fund, which is about $5.2 million, and we have about $3.7 million remaining as of June 30th for our wastewater project. So that gives you an update of just the financial information. The next slide I have here is just sort of what we plan to do for fiscal year 2024. So the annual audit is underway. They came to our office on Monday, and they have been asking questions and doing their required testing, if you will. And so they're here for this week, next week, and we'll have more information as relates to the audited financial statements in the new fiscal. Calendar year. And so we'll let you know sort of what's going on there and navigating through that process. Also want to let you know that we have a Prop 68 grant submission that we're working through with Bill and for that documentation that's necessary. So we had our first submission, and then we've got a series of questions back, so we're providing that information to them. So hopefully we'll see those funds in our hands, I'll say at this point, by early part of 2024. But that first request is about $84,000 of our $184,000 grants that we're asking for. And then we'll be submitting the other costs once that comes through. Next item you see there is the water rate study, working with Dina. We are gathering the information for the consultant to begin that work, and so we'll have more information for you again in early part of 2024 associated with that. And then also, just wanted to share with you that I am planning on looking at your financial policies and making some recommendations for the board to consider around, I know you just recently looked at your investment policies. I think there's some other areas that we can consider there. I do want to look at your capitalization policies. That is really to focus in on what are the projects that we can recognize as an asset versus expensing them. It's an important accounting term because that's either gets amortized over the life of that asset, which can be multi-year, versus it's just a period cost that gets recognized in only that 1 year. And then the other one, we'll be looking at your debt policy just to make sure that, you know, we have these things in place. Is there anything there that can help us and guide us as we, you know, plan for any future debt that might be necessary for the town? I think that takes us to the end of this presentation. I know I went through a lot of information there. I'm happy to go through any additional slides if you need it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. Could you, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the number that you said for the Prop 68 grant.
Oh, sure. The overall grant is about $184,000, and our original submission is around $84,000 that we're trying to go for at this time.
So we're trying for $84,000, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that overall it's $184,000. What I have eligible cost to submit right now is $84,000. So I can't submit for cost that I have not incurred.
Okay. So Dina totally dashed my hopes that we would be able to use that interest income for landscaping today. So I'm trying to get myself out of a depression, but I'll be fine. Anyway, so what else? Have you ever seen situations like this with CSDs where we just don't have enough money for the landscaping? And Can we take some out of the community center? Can we change the allocation? So, because the community center can make money through you know, rentals and things like that. Could we change the allocation on that? What, from your experience, what can we do?
Yeah, well, I will tell you that, you know, you are in a unique spot because you have very discrete uses for purposes for each use, if you will. And so landscape is definitely something that is separate from your water, your wastewater.
Right.
But you did mention other areas where, you know, obviously they're more general in nature. So that, you know, we can certainly take a look at that. I will say that my experience has not been through a CSD, so I definitely want to explore that topic a little bit more before I give you a more off-the-top sort of response associated with that. But I certainly am happy to take a look at that to give you some indication as to how we
good
can
with
provide
that?
More funding.
Yeah,
for
we have an agenda item after this, too, that we're talking about for that as well, that's on this meeting. Yeah, I mean, whatever we can do. I have a couple of questions. Do you have more questions?
Nope, that's it.
So on the preliminary like revenues for Zone 8 and Zone 9, for the county reimbursement, I think the biggest discretion I see is on Zone 8, where our actual was $50,889 and our budgeted was $75,000. Is that because we're still waiting for reimbursements from the county, or did we over budget on that?
It's not, we're actually under budget. And so if I look at Zone 8, we spent, or I should say we were reimbursed $50,000, and got out of the budget we anticipated to get $75,000.
Sorry, I worded that wrong.
Okay, just want to make sure we're on the same
page. No, we're on the same page, I just worded it wrong.
The way that the billings occur is that it's based off of actual expenditures. So if we only expended $50,000, then we're only going to seek reimbursement for $50,000. So it should represent, and again, you know, this is, I'm coming sort of afterwards and sort of looking back, but I can certainly, it's my understanding that we are billing, exactly what is being, is the we're billing what was expended. So if we're under budget, it's just because we didn't expend it.
As much as we wanted. Okay, that makes sense. I just was wanting to clarify that it wasn't, we had expended more than what they had reimbursed. So that makes sense also on the Zone 9 stuff, that we only billed for 21 and we thought that we were going to be closer to 26. Okay, I'm good. Thank you. Yeah. I just need to sometimes understand the logic behind it.
No, absolutely.
And so,
yeah, that's, I was the same too. That's one of the areas too that you know, I definitely want to better understand how to fill in that. And I know we have an overall sort of spreadsheet that is, you know, monitored, if you will, both by finance, by our landscape person, and then I know it's reviewed with the county. So, but I want to get, you know, more into the details, how those costs are incurred, and make sure that we are definitely getting reimbursed what has been expended. So, you know, I just, you know, that's something that I just want to see and make sure that that is working the way it's supposed to be working. So.
And can we make sure we're billing them for everything we need to be billed for?
Yeah, and that's part of my exercise. It's just one of those areas that I'm not as familiar with because someone else does it. And so that's an area that I want to dig into so that I can answer that question more comfortably. So.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any additional questions?
Nope.
Perfect. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you
so
much.
I really appreciate your detail. I like how simple you made the report to understand. So thank you. And now it looks like you're on for the next item, discussion and possible feedback regarding the capacity and connection accounting report for fiscal year 2022-2023.
Correct. So this is an annual report that is required to be presented. And so following format from last year, I just I will amend that with Kelly and provide that to you. It should say 22 and 23, not 21 and 22. My apologies on that. But the numbers are correct. I will tell you that. So we do show about $2 million that has been sort of set aside, if you will, from the developers regarding this capacity fee, connection fee report. And down below, you'll see the details of where we received those funds from, those customers, and what was part of water versus wastewater, and again, what was part of the connection versus the capacity fee. And as a result of that, we've added about $198,000 into that particular fund. So we do keep track of that separately, and then those funds can then be used towards projects. So it was my understanding from last year's fiscal year report, we used a fair amount of money, it's about $2 million or so, for the wastewater project, and that was for the DNIC project. And so, you know, going forward, you know, I can work with the general managers to make sure, like, hey, we have these dollars here, how are we going to use this towards capital projects so it doesn't come out of our funds, per se, so that we need to budget them, the developers will be paying for these projects. And so this just shares the results that where we were as of last year at 1.8 million, we added 198, and now I've worked out $2 million or so shown here. So,
do we have? I'm sorry. There's like a delay. I don't mean to interrupt you. I feel like I can't. Do we have a quantity or an amount that we have to stay at, or? Is that like $2 million good? We can use what we need to use. Like, what's our threshold on that amount?
If I could, Dina, can I defer to you on that question?
Yeah. So I think I'm not understanding your question.
So
what do you mean?
Like, sometimes you have reserves. Okay. Like when you have reserves, you have a threshold of how much has to be in that reserves, how much you can spend.
Okay.
Is this functioning as a reserve, or is this an account? If we have a capital project that's 1.75 million. We can spend 1.75 of that 2 million.
Yes, so this is our developers. Every time they do a connection fee, they pay us for that permit. This money can only be used for water and wastewater capital projects.
Okay.
So if they pay a connection fee to water, that money goes into the water bucket. It can only be used for future or water capital projects.
Okay.
Same thing with the wastewater side. So they can only be used for those things. We cannot use them as like a general reserve or for operations in any way.
But we don't have a threshold on like what that is. This. Like we don't want to keep it at a certain amount just in case.
No, not okay. This. We do have an emergency reserve that is kept at a certain amount, and we have a policy for that. And for water and wastewater, it's 30% of our revenues. And for zone 8 and 9, it's 50% of revenues.
Okay. So, and do we have a policy on how this can be used, or is it discretionary?
There is not a policy how it can be used. It can be discretionary for a capital project.
Okay. So it can only be any capital project.
That's correct. No okay. operations.
No emergency.
In any way.
No nothing.
Not typically. No.
Okay.
It's only for
that makes
future
sense.
Repairs or new facilities.
So if we're going to do like all of the underground, redo all the underground piping at some point, like we've talked about that project.
Yes.
And we're looking at that in the capacity studies.
Yes.
This could be portion of that
correct.
Money to be used for
yes
that.
It can
okay
yeah
that makes
which
sense.
Is why we took the wastewater portion and started using it
for
denitrification, because we're expanding that plant, we're making it better, we're following the state mandates, and it benefits all of Discovery Bay and its capital. So yeah,
I'm almost scared to ask this question.
Okay. I don't know. What is it?
No, I'll never mind. No,
okay.
No, one question for you, Dina. Obviously, got Pulte Homes. I know who that is, but who was the first customer on here? I don't even want to venture to pronounce that.
I don't know. It could be somebody that just built
like a home.
Yeah, yes. Home or yeah. I think it's just somebody that just built a home in Discovery.
Okay.
So if there are lots in Discovery Bay, whoever the builder is.
Okay.
You're going to see them on there as
right.
well. So in the past, you saw something like Hyper Homes, who built one
yeah.
the lakes. And then, yeah, if somebody purchased the property, you just see their name.
Excellent.
Okay.
So what guidance do you need from us on this, Margaret? Do we need to approve?
It's already seen in files, so it's we are required to provide just a report to you on an annual basis. So by the end of the calendar year, you see that we're required to within 180 days of fiscal year end. So it's just an informational report for you all.
Okay, and then will that also go to the board?
To the board.
I'm sorry, my girl kind of texted me.
Oh.
I didn't hear
it. Will it go to the board as well?
This is going to the board tonight.
Tonight,
yeah,
okay.
It's on,
perfect.
Actually, it's on consent.
Okay,
so.
Perfect, it's on the consent calendar.
Yes,
okay,
is.
Perfect, thank you. Do you have any additional questions for me?
Nope, all good.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and move on to discussion item number 2 and possible feedback regarding an assessment district. So this was something that I had asked be put on the agenda, because I know that we have struggled quite a bit with funding
mm-hmm.
for Parks and Rec and some additional
mm-hmm.
things. And
mm-hmm.
so from my understanding, and maybe Dina and Margaret, you can correct me. There's a process to look at an assessment district. An assessment district is similar to like zone 9. So when
mm-hmm.
they establish that, sometimes those districts are established by the developers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of an escalator in what can be charged and not charged, but all of those funds are used for that zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it might be a good idea to discuss potentially exploring the option of putting together an assessment district across
mm-hmm.
Discovery Bay to help some of our funding for the Parks and Rec. So what, I guess the question is this something we're interested in doing? We would probably need to get consultants to do an evaluation on it, and then it would need to go to ballot.
Yeah, so we'd have to get it written up, and Dina jump in here, and then we go to ballot. We have to do a number of public hearings, correct? And so, in your experience in the past, how long has it taken to get something like this on?
It would take probably a little more than a year. One, you'd have to get the consultant to come out here, evaluate what
mm-hmm.
we have, and then gather the information and build that report. Then process, make sure that the board wants to do this
mm-hmm.
and get it approved. Then once you guys decide that you would like to do it, then we would work on putting together the town halls or kind of, you know, meetings for people to come,
mm-hmm.
get the information. Put out notices out in the papers and things, and then we would put it to a ballot. So I don't think it's not a quick process. It won't be very quick.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is one that is potentially could be a long-term solution.
Yes.
Yes.
For the struggles that we're having
that
with
correct.
Funding and stuff.
Right. Yeah. That would be, but hopefully.
And
we
so
can.
The first step would be us as a finance committee saying, yes, we're interested in this, can we bring some consultants in to talk about what that cost would be?
Yes.
And if we want to move forward doing that.
We would.
Yes, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we would we want to do it for certain zones or all zones?
Well, see, that's where it gets tricky, because I don't know if this would be an umbrella over the county zones as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So I would have to work a little bit with legal and maybe a consultant to see how we would work
I mean,
right?
So my initial kind of not very knowledgeable thought on it is if we could make it through all the zones, including county, and have it be a landscape type of assessment, that puts a little bit more control in our hands for what funding we have for those areas.
And the assessment can be for just one item, or it needs to be for a number of items for the town?
I don't think I understand. Usually
when I've seen assessments done in the past, there'll be more than just one item, you know, more than we want it for landscaping. It would be for a number of items.
Well, like for instance, in zone 9, that's an assessment zone, correct? Mm-hmm. And so they collect that money from those, whatever, 25 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do our budget, if you look in our budget, you see zone 9. And they can do capital projects. It's there to keep track of all of that. Mm-hmm. So I would think, and this is probably where we need to ask.
Why don't we start there? Why don't we start with legal? And then if he has a ballpark idea, because he deals with these, if he has a ballpark idea of money, what we're talking about to get this done. But I'd be absolutely.
I just think it's something, it's a discussion we need to start having, because it seems like we're continually struggling with funding. And so maybe this is something to start exploring.
Okay.
No, I agree. And then I'd also look forward to hearing back from Margaret on any ideas she has what we can do.
Yep.
Okay.
Between now and then.
All right. Well, then I'll reach out. I will start with legal and then I'll kind of go from there.
Okay. That sounds great. So then we can just report back that at our next finance meeting. Okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
Any other future discussion agenda items that you have?
No.
Okay, perfect.
But I may email you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Then I am going to close this meeting at 5 o'clock. 5:02 and 31 seconds.